The number one personal development problem that people have in the United States, the number one personal goal, is weight loss. Now, what's interesting about this is that almost everybody fails. So all the science shows that this is like this impossible dream that keeps slipping out of everybody's grasp and they can't get any success with it. Now, there's numerous reasons for that, but the number one reason is people have no idea what they're doing. They actually don't know the cause of the problem. They don't understand the nature of it. So what we're going to do is we're going to outline that in the next few minutes and give you a practical course to chart that will head you the right direction. And then we'll have other modules that will add on to this to help you complete the picture. But the most important thing that you need to realize is that the general conception of how it is that you're going to lose weight is as follows. People say, well, the thing to do is obviously exercise more and eat less, or eat less and exercise more. In other words, however it is that they want to put it, essentially they're saying it's a simple problem of calories in, calories out, and that you have to reduce your caloric intake and increase your behavioral output, and then that will work. Well, of course that will work, but unless you do it in a way that makes any sense at all, you're going to fail, and all that's going to happen is you're going to have great internal tension, you're going to be losing your mind. Now, let's back the camera up and see if we can understand this problem from an evolutionary perspective in a way that sheds a little light on it. I want to point out that the problem is not that you need to override your hunger drive and eat less than you want. No organism on Earth is designed by nature to systematically overeat. Think about what a horrendous outcome it would be if they were, because if they overate in such a way that it added extra fat stores to them that reduced their sexual attractiveness, then this would be an evolutionary disaster. So organisms are absolutely not designed by nature to eat in such a way that reduces their fitness appearance and therefore reduces their sexual attractiveness. So you do not have to worry about trying to eat less than you want in order to look in such a way that that optimizes your sexual attractiveness. So obviously, though, when you look at people in the United States, they are doing something that causes them to systematically overeat. What that thing is that they're doing is that they're eating foods that are artificial. So in the same way that I can cause artificial reactions in you by shooting heroin into your veins, I can cause you to have phenomenally bizarre psychic experiences. In the same way that I can also alter your behavior in ways that is completely unnatural. And if I do that by feeding you food that is completely unnatural, then we're going to get outcomes that are inconsistent with the natural history of the organism. So what happens is this, that what we've done is we have taken something out of the food. It's not something we put into the food. It's something we've taken out of the food that is causing the problems. I want you to think about an apple, because an apple is a simple, basic foodstuff that's part of human natural history. You would never systematically overeat on apples and get fat. That would never happen. However, if we squeeze that apple and made juice, we've now done something that is unnatural, and we're now taking the sugars out of that apple, but we are not eating the fibrous matrix of that apple. So as a result, the same amount of calories are taking up less space in our stomachs. And the stomach is designed by nature to signal that you've had enough to eat by how much volume and weight is in the stomach. The stomach works on the principle of distension in the same way that your bladder does. So your bladder might have urine in it, but it doesn't signal that you do anything until it gets full enough to signal that it's been distended. In the same way, your stomach, as you begin eating, is going to continue to encourage you to eat until it reaches distension. And it's designed by nature to reach a distended point when you've eaten the right amount of food, but that food has to be inclusive of the parts that came in nature. When you squeeze juice out of the apple, you have now got a foodstuff that is unnatural. And when you put those calories in your stomach, they don't stretch the stomach wall. So you would systematically overeat them. But suppose we even went further than that, and we took that apple juice out into the sun and we dried it out and we just scraped up the little sugars that were there after the water was gone. At which point now we have turned the apple into apple sugar. And apple sugar is about 1,800 calories per pound, where the original apple is 300 calories a pound. So we have concentrated the food by a factor of six. And if you concentrate the food by a factor of 6, now the person will eat more than they should in order to feel appropriately full, and they will systematically overeat. Now, it's going to turn out that the system is designed with a lot of flexibility in it. So it can eat some rich foods and it can eat some unnatural foods, but people have simply gone over the line and they eat almost nothing but foods that have been systematically altered. So the solution to losing weight without losing your mind is to get yourself back to the produce aisle, and most of your foods, or the most of the volume of the foods that you should eat, should be foods that have not been processed. It should be things like potatoes, rice, beans, corn, which are the big starchy materials of which humanity evolved on. You should then include fruits, vegetables, steamed vegetables, cooked vegetables, fresh fruit. Those things should be things that dominate the bites that you eat in a given day. Now, if you add other things to that, that's fine, because the system will be working quite well, even in conjunction with some other things. But the way to lose weight without losing your mind, if you're overweight, is to eat a diet that's consistent with your natural history, so that you are not eating a diet that is so concentrated that you must be driven to overeat in order to feel full.